Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it to another hump day here in 2024. Of course, you have your news headlines coming up on this Wednesday. I have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. I have Music More Artist of the Week, Jay Brown. And in today's entertainment spotlight, yesterday, I spoke with tech expert and media personality Albert Stacey. He's joined us on the program before. He's also a fellow Amazon live streamer. He joined us from CES this year to talk about some of the new tech ideas he's finding there. You'll be here for that conversation today. Enjoy our broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Wednesday headlines. In national news, 3.5 million borrowers will receive student loan forgiveness credit for non-payment as servicing troubles persist. Millions of borrowers will receive student loan forgiveness credit for administrative forbearance periods, according to the Biden administration, as broad loan servicing problems continue, says Forbes.com. Forbearances allow borrowers to avoid repayment while staying in good standing on their student loans. They are being implemented by the Education Department due to ongoing widespread loan servicing issues following the return to payments last fall. The department also announced new financial penalties imposed on loan servicers due to billing mistakes and other problems. Servicers should expect to be held accountable, and borrowers should count on this administration to hold them harmless, said Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona in a statement on Friday. Borrowers have been experiencing widespread student loan servicing problems since the COVID-19 forbearance ended last fall. The so-called student loan pause has suspended payments and interest on most federal student loans since March 2020. The abrupt return to repayments started in September of last year and has not been going well, says Forbes.com, as many advocates had warned would be the case. According to the recent bulletin by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, a financial agency that oversees the financial services sector, problems have included untimely or late billing statements, miscalculated payments, long processing times for IDR applications, and overwhelmed call centers, resulting in long hold times and dropped calls when borrowers try to reach their loan servicers. In more national news, Defense Secretary Austin was treated for prostate cancer and urinary tract infections, doctors said on Tuesday. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has prostate cancer, and his recent secretive hospitalization was for surgery and later to treat a urinary tract infection related to that operation, his doctor said on Tuesday, reported by the Associated Press. The 70-year-old Austin was admitted to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on December 22nd and underwent surgery to treat the cancer. He developed the infection a week later. President Joe Biden and other senior administration officials were not told for days about his hospitalizations or his cancer. According to the doctors, the cancer was detected when Austin had a regular screening in early December. They said he underwent a minimally invasive surgical procedure and went home the next day. But on January 1st, he reported nausea and severe abdominal, hip, and leg pain due to the infection. They said his prostate cancer was detected early and his prognosis is excellent. The cancer revelation comes after days of persistent questions about Austin's hospitalization and the delays in notifying key leaders. And it raises more questions about the transparency and truthfulness of the department, which for the past 4 days said he was initially at Walter Reed for an elective medical procedure and not prostate surgery. In more national news, sprawling storm wallops U.S. with tornado reports, damage and heavy snow, closing roads and schools. A sprawling storm hit the south with tornado warnings and high winds that blew roofs off homes, flipped over campers, and tossed over furniture in Florida on Tuesday. Another storm brought cities across the Midwest to a standstill with more than half a foot of snow straining people on highways as it headed to the northeast. At least 3 deaths in the south were attributed to the storm, where 55 miles per hour winds and hail moved through Florida Panhandle and into parts of Alabama and Georgia by sunrise Tuesday, along with at least several reports of radar-confirmed tornadoes, the National Weather Service said. A wind gust of 106 miles per hour was recorded before dawn near the coast in Walton County, Florida. Near Cottonwood, Alabama, a small city near the Georgia-Florida borders, an 81-year-old was killed when her mobile home was tossed from its foundation, the Houston County coroner said. A suspected tornado had touched down in the area. And finally, in business news, Wall Street slips as some of the prior day's big moves unwind. Wall Street mostly slipped Tuesday and giving back some of its big gains from the day before. The S&P 500 was 0.1% lower in afternoon trading, coming off its best day in nearly 2 months. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 157 points, or 0.4%, and the Nasdaq Composite was 0.1% higher. Eversource Energy tumbled 6.8% for one of the worst losses in the S&P 500 after it said it could take a hit of up to $1.6 billion against its results for the end of 2023. Financial markets have had a slow start to the year after roaring into the end of 2023, says the Associated Press. The S&P 500 had leaped to 9 straight winning weeks to close out the year, mostly on rising hopes that the U.S. economy will remain resilient and the Fed Reserve will cut interest rates sharply through the year. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By. Enjoy. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Wednesday's episode of Words That Choose to Live By. To love yourself is to accept that you were created with love and are a conduit for the one who said that everything he created was good. Do not let anyone or anything ever take that away from you. Have an amazing Wednesday. Jay Brown is our Artist of the Week this week. Here's his new single, Don't Leave, right here on Conversations Daily News.
Got some things I need to say. Too many sleepless nights without you in my space. So many unopened secrets got in a way. That made me slip sometimes, but I believe in fate. I've been wrong, stayed out too long, chasing these women, ignoring your call. And I know it hurt your feelings, baby, and that ain't fair. And after all I put you through, you've still been there. That's why I need you. I guarantee you, I'll never keep you in the dark, never just leave you. Promise I'll be true, I'ma be a piece too. Ooh girl, I really, really need you. Throw it away. How won't you hear? I'm tired of begging you to stay. So many broken pieces that we can't fix. I'm truly devastated when I reminisce about your gift. Every time that we contemplate, some things are better said when we face to face. I know that the truth hurts, let's just be real. I'm in my pain expressing just how it feels. I need you, forever. I guarantee forever. You, I'll never keep you in the dark, never deceive you, never, promise never. I'll be true, oh, I'ma be a thief too. We can make it. I don't want nobody else but you.
We are part of my conversation coming up with Albert Tate in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Stay with us, you're listening to Conversations Daily News. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with the Entertainment Spotlight. Tech expert and media personality Albert Tate rejoined me on Conversations Live, the radio show from CES, to talk about some of his new tech finds. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Albert, thank you again for the time. Really do appreciate you stopping by.
Cyrus, I'm so amped to be talking with you this morning, and I can't wait to kind of paint the scene here using words to try to convey to you the magic that's happening here at CES.
Well, Albert, let's start there because a lot of people probably have already seen it trending on social media. They see the hashtag CES. Why is it so important, Albert?
All right, Cyrus, if you like technology, if you're concerned about the future, if you're excited about the future, CES is where you want to be because this is where the world gets its first look at tech that's going to shape the future. So I am planting myself right now at SK Wonderland exhibit, which is right here on the main floor. This is an amusement park, okay? And it's an amusement park that's powered by renewable energy and artificial intelligence. The goal of SK Group is to inspire optimism, to really bring to life an interactive experience that's going to show us how real-world tech, from artificial intelligence to green energy, can be applied today, all to create a better, brighter future. And so as you and I talk this morning, I'm going to tell you some things, and even if your viewers or your listeners need to close their eyes for a little bit just to envision it, we're going to take them on a ride, all right?
I love it. So what are some of the new technologies that you're already seeing then, Albert?
Okay, so our first stop then, Cyrus, at the SK Wonderland is this train ride. There is a train that's capable of being powered by hydrogen energy. I have ridden upon this train, and let me tell you, its only emission is water, okay? So you can visualize a future that's powered by the latest technology supporting artificial intelligence. Okay, so now I'm going to take you from the train to another way for us to ride. There is a magic carpet ride right here. This has actually been my favorite part of the booth. It's in a vehicle that's powered by AI-based semiconductors. They can help the vehicle fly safer and to get to its destination faster and to manage power usage better. And I got to tell you, I took a plane ride to get here to Vegas, and this magic carpet ride was a lot smoother than that.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning into this edition of Conversations Daily News. We're going to get on some more awesome news. Message of my book, Words I Choose to Live By, Music More Artist of the Week, Jay Brown, and of course, your entertainment, Spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.